Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Angels and Saints. Brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And to those who have served our country, a very happy Veterans Day. We thank you very much for your service. Special shout out, rest in peace, my father, Hezekiah Kenneth Demps, who was in World War II, my husband, and then my cousins, Todd, Ralph, George, Jaron, and all those other friends and relatives of mine who have served, appreciate what you've done. It is the second Monday of the month on G's Power Hour, and we're delighted to have Ms. Candace Thomas on board. Candace, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm doing good. It seems like the flu virus is starting up kind of early, so. A lot of people are sick, but, you know, thank
Ooh.
God.
I thought it was late, but I guess, there's no good time for the flu.
Yeah.
There's no good time, yeah. But you guys all right?
Yeah, me and the kid are because we got our flu shot. And then my husband, which, you know, thank you for his service. He was in the Navy. He's sick with the flu at home, and he didn't get a flu.
Yeah. I debate on that. I haven't been in a while. I think I had a little glitch or something last weekend and hopefully got past it, just trying to stay healthy, you know, and then just try to stay clean, sanitized, you know. I had a little bug, so I was wiping down my steering wheel and, you know, the shift and everything else. Just try to, you know, door handles, you know, remote controls, trying to keep clean, you know, keep from spreading
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. So, what's going on with you and the industry lately? I know one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if you want to start with that, but in a couple of weeks, if not, now people will start purchasing gifts, and I just thought, maybe there are some things that you could look at in terms of things you might want to buy somebody. Depending on how well you know that person, there may be, you know, a gift in store for them in terms of styling products, you know, whether it's the products to put on your hair, the products to use on your hair. So what kind of ideas do you have?
I actually, a lot of salons are going to this, so, like, I would tell the client, like, have you ever thought about maybe having your husband buy you a styling package or a blow dry package?
Because
sometimes, you're right, it is hard to buy a styling product for somebody.
Right.
Because we don't know, like, I personally don't know what my sister uses on her hair. Like, we talk, you know, she tells me what she likes, what she wants the product to do, but when it's something that's that interpersonal, it's hard for me to say, okay, I'm going to get this and she's going to love it. Like, what if she hates it? You know what I mean? Like, what if it doesn't feel the way I think it should feel because it's based on my texture, and me and her have totally different textures, texture hair.
Okay.
So,
wow.
I decided personally to start adding to my services packages. So instead of, like, let's say you're a lot of salons do this, by the way, not just me. Let's say mm-hmm. your blow dry, your style is $40. Well, if you buy four of them, it's like you're getting one that out of the four is going to be like $10 for that blow dry. So it's like a discounted price. And then mm-hmm. you can use it anytime you want to use it. For men buying for their wives, especially if you know your wife likes to go to their salon, you know, guys, go to the hair salon and say, hey, do you have, like, a blow dry package available? Do you have a styling package available? You know, that's the best thing I could do to kind of see what she wants instead of, like, going to Sephora and just buying stuff that we don't really know if the person is going to like it or not. You know, it's yeah. a gift. Now, yeah. if you're like me, I love shopping for people. I love gifts. I love the act of going to look for it. I don't know what. I might be strange. Maybe that's just who I am. So I personally will find something that person maybe would need. So, like, we've been talking about this for a couple of episodes now, like satin pillowcase, satin headscarf, a slack cap. I would go and buy you that. Like, I wouldn't buy you a product. I'll buy you something to help maintain your hair. So, guys and mothers and sisters, like, she's not listening to this, I'm not going to tell her to listen to this month, so I'm going to tell you what I got her. I got my sister a slap cap for Christmas because, you know, she's she's getting older. She's in, you know, beginning stages of menopause, and mm-hmm. the concerns about her hair, losing a little bit of hair, and she says she sees on her pillowcase, but she already told me that she's not going to keep up the satin pillowcase up. So I said, if you were to wear, like, a really cute cap, would you wear it? She said, yes, not like those old-fashioned bonnets, but like something cute. So that's what I bought her for Christmas.
Okay.
Right. Instead of a product, I bought her something that's in the beauty in the section that she could use, that I know she would use, that she really would enjoy and like, because I bought her daughters the same cap, different colors, and they wear that mm-hmm. thing all the time because it's so cute and fashionable, where mm-hmm. she's like, I want one, but she never got one, so now she's going to get one for Christmas, and that's just something that I would buy her. So I would kind of personally, for gift giving, stay away from the makeup and the products itself and just mm-hmm. kind of, like, you know, ask questions. It's okay to ask questions of what they want, but ask questions on maybe what they need. And they will tell you. They might not outright directly tell you, but they will tell you.
You know, one thing I thought about would be nice. You know how you have gift registries for weddings and other things? Just do maybe, you know, if you think that you want some stuff for your hair, you know, for your hair care for the holidays, maybe just create a registry and, you know, just kind of, I guess, leave it in the obvious place or something. I don't know. Or maybe even leave it with your beautician, your stylist, so that, you know, your husband or your loved one can call and say, hey, you know, do you have any idea? Do you have a list? Has he left you a list of things that she regularly uses or likes or needs or anything like that? That can take a little bit of the guesswork out of it, but I'm sure that would be, you know, greatly appreciated too.
We actually, me and my family, we do that. We create two lists, one on Pinterest and one on Amazon, and we share with each other after Thanksgiving. Each other, and we pick one thing. That's not going to be on her Amazon list. But I just know that's something that she needs, so I'm going to get it. But we pick one thing off of the list that we want to gift each other, and then we communicate with everybody else, like, what I got. Like, hey, Dad, I got Mom that wallet that's on Pinterest. don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody knows what each other's gotten that other person except the person. Like, you know, my husband will probably tell my dad, hey, I got my wife that scarf that she wanted, so don't get it. And my dad won't tell me. You know, he already knows my husband's going to give me, but I don't know. So you can do that. I utilize Pinterest a lot for gift giving, especially with my husband, because he says he, it's not necessarily he doesn't know what I want. He doesn't want to give me the wrong thing I don't want. And I, he hasn't, if he just, if it's from the heart, I'm the kind of person, like, as long as it's from the heart, it, I love whatever you give me. But he's just, like, in fear that I'm going to hate everything he gives me. So I, for years, been utilizing Pinterest board as a tool for ideas of things that I like for him to get me. So he's been doing this. We've been doing the Pinterest thing for maybe, like, the last 6 years. And in the last three years, we started, you know, having the family get involved. And, like, my mom, like, said she loves for my dad to buy her jewelry, but she's tired of him buying jewelry. She wants him to buy other stuff because she doesn't wear all the pieces, and he gets her jewelry for everything. So he's like, I want your dad to get me other things. So then that's when we started incorporating all the Pinterest and the Amazon cart, especially for college students. The Amazon cart thing just actually works really well. You can just share it with each other. That, hands down, try it, guys. It works. It takes the guest giving the guest out of buying the gift for the person. You already kind of have an idea. It may not be the exact same thing, but if it's close to it, hey, they're like, oh my God, this is so great. So, yeah, you're totally on it.
Oh, good. Hey. You got a great tip here from Candace on that, because I hadn't even thought about doing that. So, you know, I'm just trying. I'm actually just working personally on just trying to pay more attention in conversations when people are talking, just kind of get a general gist, you know. So, but I wanted to also ask you about an article that I saw, a headline that I saw with a woman that was asking, is like, why are all the men in her life so angry about her short hair? She had waist-length hair that she had cut into a short, blunt bob, and she said she was just shocked about the reaction that she got. What is it about men in the hair?
Well, okay, so my husband, when we first met, I had long, relaxed hair, right? It was long. It was probably about my bra strap. And through me not taking care of it. Now, before college, my mom was paying for me to go to the hairdresser every other Thursday. So I was in the hairdresser every other week, right? And when I got to college, that's the result of me having my hair taken care of professionally for all my life. So when I got there, I was in the Marching 100 at the time. So when you're a freshman in Marching 100, you have to wear your hair in a bun. Well, my hair wasn't used to being in a bun like that.
Oh, okay.
And number one, by the end of the season, it broke off so bad, right?
Oh, wow.
It's where the ponytail was, I had to cut it in a ball. So my boyfriend at the time, not my husband, boyfriend at the time, he broke up with me because I had to cut my hair, which I really don't, I didn't care. I was like, whatever, you know. If that's what it takes, then okay, you're not good for me anyway. So,
right.
I grew it back out, and when me and my husband started dating, my hair was probably at the shoulders, because after your freshman year of marching, you don't have to wear the white shirts, and you don't have to. They don't do that anymore, by the way. But you don't have to wear the white shirts, and you didn't have to wear your hair in a bun. I could wear it in a wrap. Practice. know, because I'm an upperclassman at the time. So my hair grew out. My hair was like, I'm used to this. I was going to the hairdresser every 6 weeks because I can't afford every 2 weeks what my mom was providing for me. And that's when I kind of learned how to really take care of my hair myself versus rely on someone else to do it because now I'm paying for it. So I only went for treatments and stuff like that, and my sister taught me how to do my own relaxer. So that's how the hairdressing thing kind of, you know, grew in me because I had to learn how to do it myself. So I would go to a hairdresser every 6 weeks and get it taken care of, and it was growing. It was growing. Down to my bra strap. Then I got pregnant with my son. Pardon?
No, I didn't say anything. Sorry. No, but there was some noise in the background. Go ahead.
Then I got pregnant with my son. My hair grew. After I had my son, I lost the hair. I had to cut it again, and that's when I went natural. And because my husband loved long hair, I thought he wouldn't like it. And he's now at the pressure of, as long as you have some type of hair in your head, I love it. Right? As long as it's
okay.
The itch, because he saw it break off. His definition of hair to me, he says it's like a status thing. Long hair represents, back in the day, for some people, like if you have long hair, that represents like you have some type of like financial status. And
really?
It's like a glory. Yeah, he said it's like a glory thing. He's from the island, my husband is.
Okay.
So he said if you got a girl who has long hair naturally and she takes care of herself, that means you're doing well, even if you're not. That's the image of that you're doing well where he's from. So he said, I can see how some men are like, I love your long hair. Because it represents beauty. He's like, it's like that thing in the Bible where when Samuel couldn't cut his hair, so was it Samson? Couldn't cut his hair that represented his strength. It's the same complex when it comes to women and their hair and their woman or how they look at women in beauty. He goes, me now, after like really being with you and learning you and then seeing the change, the natural change that happened with your hair and how you had to cut it, he goes, I technically was the reason why you had to cut your hair because you had my child. And I just look at it as a part of, like, your story. So I personally, as long as you have some type of hair, to me, you're beautiful to me. But before you really get to know the person, he goes, that's just one of the signs of beauty. Some men like long natural hair. Some men like long hair. Don't care if it's real or fake. It's just them.
That is just, to me, that's just so superficial. But,
I agree.
I mean, and this is coming from someone that has short hair but wants long hair. But, I mean, my thing is I you can't really judge people about it. I mean, you can like it. But that doesn't make the person, in my personal opinion. But I just thought it was just interesting because it's not the first time. And I guess I thought we were at a point where we got past some of that being judged by the length of our hair, you know. But I guess not, because you got so many women out there getting extensions and weaves and all kind of stuff just to say they have long hair.
Yeah, I do think that it is changing more so than it ever has been. Like now I hear, especially African-American, well, not necessarily African-American men, but men in general, they like to see their women with their natural hair, period. That is what I'm reading a lot about in blogs, where they want to see women not with the artificial hair, but with their natural hair. And they want to see their natural beauty. So I hope that continues to go forth, you know, because I asked my stepson, and I asked my son, you know, my stepson, because he's 15, I'm like, you know, what about a person's hair that you're liking? Because you're getting ready to start dating soon. I know you like girls, so so what is it? And he's like, I like if they just own who they are. He said he doesn't like it short and it looks raggedy. He likes it short and if it's done right, which I think that's anybody. But he said as long as it's whatever they're rocking, if they look good in it, I like it. And I said, okay, well, I hope more guys are shaping up to be the kind of guy you're shaping to be. So that's nice to hear from a 15-year-old, you know, about a girl's hair. So,
well, like this is my thing with that, and I just kind of would like to see how the pattern develops, because you know, a lot of men, I think they're mature enough where it doesn't bother them, but subconsciously it might, and you can pretty much tell by who they end up choosing to, you know, to hang out with, you know, to spend time with, to you know, who they really gravitate towards in terms of a partner, and not just, you know, a friend. To me,
you're right about that.
Yeah. So anyway, I just the thing that I thought would help was when Black Panther came out and you saw all those beautiful bald women. I just was like, yeah, like I'm hoping that this kind of shows that the hair is not necessarily, you know, the thing that makes the person.
But I think it is showing in the younger generation. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because I see a lot more high schoolers rocking the super short, almost bald head. I saw this beautiful dark-skinned girl. She's in high school. She goes to Apopka High with my niece. And she's dark-skinned on the volleyball team. Her hair is super short. She has, like, designs on it. And so I talked to my niece. I was like, who's that girl? She's really pretty. And so she was like, oh, that's so-and-so. And she gets all the boys with that short hair. She gets all the boys. That's what she says. And I
You know what it is? It's not even the short hair. It's the confidence that she exudes.
Yes.
It's the fact that
yes.
she does not really care. It does not make her, and she knows this.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. That's what it is, you know. And that's what, if, you know, no matter what our hair length is, it should just really, you know, the confidence that we carry ourselves, which should be the most important thing. So,
you're 100% right about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I'm here with Candace Thomas, who's our stylist here. And the number, if you have questions for Candace, is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944 here on G's Power Hour. But we're, you know, it's our hair care day, and we were talking about things that you might want to consider. I really like your idea in terms of the whole list on Pinterest, which I'm not on, but I think it's a great idea, you know, for people to use in order to find out, you know, what your loved one is thinking about for, you know, Christmas, or just whatever their you know, the holiday is, or maybe something you just want to get them because they've been talking about it for a while. There was another article that I saw. It just came up. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about it, but something about the big color trends of winter 2020. So now, and that's my question. Is it winter? Nice. Is it winter 2019 now, or is it winter 2020? I mean, I always think it's the year that you start with, but apparently it's the year that you go into. I don't know. But they talked about different colors from, I guess, mahogany to honey blonde, just different types of colors. What colors are you seeing that are popular right now?
I feel like they all kind of go on rotation. So, like, last fall, I felt like we saw more auburn.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing more rich brown, more chocolate. I guess that's a mahogany.
Okay.
That's what I've been requested a lot of, and that's what I'm ordering a lot of now. is more like a chestnutty, mahogany brown. But, you know, take this in consideration. We live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And what the trend is up north, I feel like doesn't necessarily always apply there.
Why? You're so right. You are so right.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel because, for example, right, I met with a color educator today because, you know, we'll talk about that later, but I moved on my own. So I met with a color educator this morning, and so she flew all the way in from Arkansas. And so I asked her, like, what's the trend out in Arkansas, you know? And she's like, it's different. Florida's different. You guys are always, like, a little bit lighter here because you're surrounded by water. Most people are on the beach. And there's not necessarily people come in for dark hair unless they're trying to go with the trend of fall and hairstyle. You typically see that trend above the Mason-Dixon line.
Right. Okay. I got you. I think, like, for example, I guess today with yesterday, today or whatever, with the cooler weather, people who like that change of the weather green, or the fall layers and stuff like that, were like, oh, I can wear layers now. I can wear boots or I can wear sweaters or whatever the case may be. So I guess on top of that, they're wanting to change the hair to the trends that are going on up north, you know, if that's what you're into. But it doesn't really apply here. I mean, because we know even when it gets cold down here, it doesn't last that long. And by the middle of the day, you're shedding probably everything almost everything you've got on anyway. You know, and then so the hair color doesn't necessarily apply in terms of, you know, by the time you shed all that stuff, you know, you've got that really dark hair and you're probably wearing some, you know, T-shirt and jeans, you know. But I guess it just depends on what you like.
I do. I think it's based on what you like. And a lot of my guests that came from up north and they found me, they're into that. So those are the ones that are like, oh, I want to change my hair because it's fall, la, la, la. But then I'm like, well, the leaves haven't changed yet. You know, because they like to change their hair when the leaves change their hair. Change not their hair, but leaves change their color. But that are, like, from the South, born and raised in Florida, the darkest they will go with their color is, like, can you put some low lights in my highlight? And that's it. Like, oh, it's fall. I need some low lights. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it still looks blonde to me. Like, it doesn't necessarily change it that much, but that subtlety is like, oh my god, I feel like it's fall, and I'm like, it doesn't even look that much different. I would never say that to them, but I'm like, okay, I'm glad you like it. It doesn't give me that much change. And then, that's with a lot of the older population that lives here. The younger ones that were born and raised here in Florida, you don't really see. Their change is really by their feeling. And their change is more drastic than just from dark to light. It's more so like, okay, I want silver today. Hey, next time I was thinking we'll do a purple instead of red. Like, that's the kind of change that I see in them.
Okay. Another article that I came across, and I wanted to ask you, it talked about five different I guess the five best hair dryers to buy now, according to the pros. And I'm assuming that you're going to look for a dryer based on the thickness of your hair or the texture of your hair or whatever. So if you have to, if you're not necessarily going to buy what the pros say in terms of this is the best dryer, what should you actually be looking for in terms of your own hair?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
I mean, for me to tell you the truth, I rarely, if ever, use my blow dryer anymore because I try to dry natural.
Personally, I very rarely use my blender at home because I like to make it naturally. I use a hoodie dryer more than I use an actual blow dryer at home, to be honest with you. It depends on how you blow dry your hair. Like, if you're that person that styles their hair every day, like, you blow dry your hair like that, you round brush it like you're, you know, which is hard to do. Personally, I've tried it. It is harder to blow dry your own hair than have someone else blow dry it. Because even me being a professional, it's so much easier to blow dry, for me to blow dry your hair than for me to for me to blow dry my own hair, because I can't reach my hand back there like that.
Oh, okay.
You know
you don't
mean?
You don't do the bending over and.
No, I can't
blow
do
dry.
That.
Okay.
I can't use a brush like how we use a brush in your head, and I won't be able to get it smooth because my arms don't do that.
Does
that make sense? I can't get it as smooth as another person doing my hair. I personally like someone else doing my hair. Let me just be transparent, because I can't do it. I can't reach in the back like I want to and get it straight enough and smooth enough or dry enough to give me the desire that I want. So that's why I say it's hard for me to tell someone what blow dryer is the best blow dryer to get at home when I don't do it at home. Now, as far as, like, professional blow dryers, there's a bunch of professional blow dryers that you can get. If it was me, I would look for wattage and how heavy it is. Because some of those professional blow dryers are very heavy. So I can imagine if it's heavy for me to use on you, it's going to be 10 times heavier for you to use on yourself.
Okay.
So weight, how heavy it is, and the wattage. How much wattage is determined on the speed of the airflow and the amount of heat that comes out of that. So the higher the wattage, the faster that the wind will blow and the hotter that the wind should be. Keep in mind, the higher the wattage, the heavier it might be.
Okay. All right. Me personally, like I said, I have, and to be honest, I have, I actually have two that I really use. And one was a little one that I put in my suitcase for travel. And like I said, I don't even hardly use it because a lot of times if I want to dry it quickly at a hotel or something like that, if I'm traveling, most of the hotels now have a blow dryer. So I don't even hardly use that one. And the other one, I don't even know where I got it. It's an old hand-me-down one, and I've had it for years, and I use it. I rarely use it because when I wash my hair, usually it's short enough where I usually will just comb it and maybe brush it or whatever, tuck it behind my ears or whatever, make sure I have, you know, moisturizer on it or whatever. Or if it's at night when I wash it, I'll try to do a wrap and then tie it up and everything and just let it kind of dry overnight. And if it hasn't dried overnight, then, you know, I just loosen it up so it can finish drying. But I rarely use a dryer myself because I'm trying to keep the heat off of it. So, there was another article that talked about hair growing products for, according to professionals. And I wanted to ask something about one of them because I think it's one that mostly men use, and I guess that's the Rogaine. And usually there's some sort of warning about women touching the product or something like that. Can you talk a little bit about what the concern is about a product like Rogaine?
I really don't. I haven't really read that study too much. What is it saying exactly?
This one, I don't know if it's because of, was it minoxidil or something like that that's in it. This is the Rogaine. But I have seen in the past where it they've had warnings on the package that, you know, if you're, I don't know if it's because if you're pregnant or whatever, shouldn't touch certain ones of these products. And I usually have seen it on Rogaine. And I'm going to have to kind of see if I can find a package on here that I can blow up and show. But anyway, the products they have listed here in terms of best hair growth products, one, like I said, one is Rogaine that I usually hear for men. Another one is Bosley, something called Nutrafol for women. Another one called Hark Lincoln Balancing Shampoo and Fulligane Triple Action with Trioxidil. Now, my concern, although I know in one case, for example, it's been Rogaine, it says it's FDA approved. My concern is, though, that you may be swapping out certain chemicals, you know, using these certain chemicals to grow hair, but they may be causing harm in other areas of your body. Do you have any recommendations in terms of hair growth for just doing it naturally? And I know you and I have talked about the diet in terms of including more water and stuff like that, but what other things should someone do if they want to just take their time and do it naturally?
A lot of time, I think that we kind of don't, some of us don't realize, and a lot of us do, but some of us don't, that some of the thinning hair is something that happens naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And just because your hair is thinning, it could be something that's genetically causing it. Anything that we use when it comes to something that's manufactured can be harmful to your body, period. Just like that whole thing about keratin treatments producing formaldehyde and how there is formaldehyde in some chemicals that we use in our products that we breathe in. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, like that's going to keep your hair out longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
With that, taking that into consideration, what you use, making sure that you have a well-balanced diet, making sure that you are, you know, having vitamin D and vitamin E in your diet, even maybe taking a supplement, using biotin, those are things that can help it. Will it help it grow the hair back? That's something that's kind of hard to say because it just depends on your body. There is something, I have a client right now that's dealing with where her hair is in resting phase. So resting phase means that your hair won't grow past, your hair won't grow, it's just resting. So there's a couple of phases that the body goes through. And we've tried a whole bunch of stuff, and the hair is just not growing, right?
Wow.
Now she's to the point where I'm like, girl, you need to get a dermatologist. So she went to a dermatologist. That's when they explained to her that your hair is in a resting phase. It happens when you have something traumatic happens to your body. And then the body is basically trying to reserve what it has, well, it's not going to grow anymore. And so she's like, I don't know what to do now. So now we got to figure out, like, okay, are we going to stop certain products? Are we going to stop relaxer? Which we did. We are stopping a whole bunch of stuff just to get the hair to continue to grow, to baby it. So that's what I mean. Like, yes, a lot of the stuff that are on the market, especially if it's all over the counter, how safe is it? We don't know how safe it is, nor can we determine if it really works for you. A lot of times it's just what your body is going to allow and what it's going to do, what it's doing personally to you. So, yeah, we can say all those things that we just mentioned that are good for you and good for your hair and helps promote growth. But if it's something deeper, it's to a molecular level, none of it's going to work. And then you're just putting toxins in your body that's probably going to hurt something else down the line, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those hard ones.
Yeah.
You know, because if you think about it, even being pregnant, they say stay away from ginseng. You know, like there's so many things you do need to stay away from. Stay away from mercury. They don't eat sushi. There's so many things you got to stay away from being pregnant or being compromised, period. So I can see how they say, like, certain ingredients in real green you stay away from when you're, if you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get it, you know. But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff you got to stay away from, period, being pregnant. So it's one of those things that I feel like it's kind of, like, up in the air.
You know, it's I'm just listening to you, and it's like this is one of the reasons why I'm like, why is there not a better understanding between, especially between men and women, in terms of what it takes to grow hair for some people, and the unrealistic expectations of everybody having long hair or having to have long hair, because for some it's just not, it's not part of their genetic makeup.
Correct, and look at men with their balding, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. So, another thing I want to talk about is, and not even about the length of hair, but the graying of hair. I don't know if you saw, there's Keanu Reeves has someone he's been dating. And he's been getting a lot of grief for it because she's, I guess, I don't know, she's middle age. I'm trying to, they're saying middle age. I've been trying to find an exact age for her. But she's totally gray. She has this long gray hair. You know, he has this jet black hair, which you wonder at this point how much of that is truly his jet black hair. But still, it is, you know, it's like, I've seen comments, it's like, why is he dating someone that looks like his mother? What is, so we also aren't discriminating in terms of the length of hair. We seem to be discriminating in terms of if you have gray hair. And then some people actually have gray hair in their youth. They start out with it. So mm-hmm. I've seen some in kids even as young as 2 years old. You know, so what's our problem with the gray?
I personally love gray hair. I love gray hair. I probably wouldn't have a business as much as I try to get clients to, like, not color their hair. I like it, personally. I think that it's just society that's making people feel inadequate about their natural hair.
Yeah.
That's just a personal opinion.
And so. You're right, because society is making people feel bad about their natural hair. Because you have people, young people, that are dying and adding gray to their hair, and they get no flack about that. You know, but if it's naturally there, it just seems like it's a whole different, you know, category.
You're 100% right about that.
Yeah. Anyway, the number we're talking about, this is our day that we talk about hair and hair care and taking care of yourself in general. We're here with stylist Candace Thomas. The number is 516-387-1944 if you want to call in. This is Steve Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. This is also the time that we go to, I guess you could say, holiday parties. I actually went to an event on Saturday night. It was a fundraiser for United Against Poverty. But this seems like this starts that season where you are having a lot of those holiday parties or fundraisers or whatever the case may be. And that I'm thinking that puts a little bit more stress on not only what you're choosing to wear, but what you're choosing to do with your hair. So, you have any suggestions for women that are just you know, trying to find unique and creative ways for their hair for these parties, but not necessarily wanting to tax the hair too much.
Utilize accessories. I think some as we get older, we feel like accessories is very young. I don't know the right word I want to say to that. But, okay, so for example, if you're rocking a pixie, okay,
uh-huh.
And you're like,
right.
My hair, I want something fine, but I really don't know what to do with it. I don't really want to add curls. I don't want to do the wave thing. I kind of want to go as I am, but I want something different. If you just even took, like, the sides and the side back and added, like, a really pretty gold bobby pin, like two or three back-to-back, that definitely changed the look of your hair. If you want to slick it down and you want to add in a headband, if you wanted to add in some type of bedazzle, utilize accessories during this time of year, because if you are one of those people that's going to a lot of parties, do you really want to put the wear and tear on your hair on the party?
Right.
Not really.
Right.
So I think utilize hair accessories. There's so many different types out there. Like, I had a lady that's, she's elderly, and she's like, I wear my hair the same way. I want to go to the party, but I don't know what to do, and this, and I like the way I style it on my everyday style. So I said, well, why don't you put an accessory in there? And I showed her a couple of different ones that weren't bows, but that was like a really cute little, like, bedazzle clip. And I said, so why don't you just put this clip right here? And so she did it, and she didn't really change the way she wears her hair. She just added something to it, and she said she got so many compliments on her hair. I said, exactly. Like, because it's different. It's, you're giving the person that maybe sees you a lot a little something different, even if you didn't change the actual structure of it.
And then if you have short hair, too, couldn't you do something kind of, I would say, on the reverse a little bit, like combing it up and forward, some sort of spike or something with a bang or something, or
you,
pinning it up?
You can add texture to it. You can, you know, you can maybe part it on the opposite side. Like, you know, I don't think we have to spend so much thought. For example, I have this girl who can't seem to hold a curl, and her hair is short. So we changed her part, made it a deep side part, which is something that she doesn't do. And I had the bangs to her face. And she's like, oh, my God, that looks so good. And she got a lot of compliments on it just by changing the part over some. Like, you don't have to put as much thought into it. Just
right.
Even so. Subtle as moving the part over a couple of centimeters to the left can change the way you look, make you look more sleeker, more sultry.
Okay. So, I mean, and also, too, especially if you're rocking short hair, there's so much that you can do with your earrings and other accessories, too, you know, maybe a little bit more around the neck, too, that kind of just brings the focus from, you know, from the neck up.
Right. We have all different types of things. I've seen this where this girl took, she wasn't a girl. She had a pixie. She was matronly. And so she had brought in this, like, gold, it was rose gold tinsel type thing, but it was real skinny. And so she's like, I was thinking we just wrap this around my pixie, like you style it really sleek and then put it around my pixie. So I was like, okay, let's try it. Did it. It looked great. It looked very, like, fashion-forward, sleek. And we styled her hair pixie like we normally styled it. We just added something to the hair. And she's, again, another one that got a lot of compliments on it. Something that was so simple, but because it was different, it was out of the box. It just, when it made her outfit look really, really good, so, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about you for a minute because you've made a recent change and you're no longer in Winter Park. Is that correct?
No. So I moved too sweet in the Soto area of Orlando,
okay.
Which is like near, I guess, where all the hospitals are, the other side of downtown. It's called Lavish Salon. So me and another girl were making it work. I love it because I, as you guys know, I'm in nursing school too, so I wanted to be able to be a little bit more flexible for my guests. So I like being on my own kind of allows me that flexibility to be able to be available to you guys. So yeah, it's the product line that we're using is called Fermisi, which is organic, it's cruelty-free, it's vegan, it's gluten-free. So, you know, I try to make sure that I still use something that's a little bit of a, on a natural side of a product line. And, yeah. So,
okay.
Products I'm using is called Numa. So we're just trying that out to see how we like it as a partnership, me and my partner, Brandy. So if we like it, we'll continue using it, but we also have some other things in the works too. So yeah, I'm excited about it. Very beautiful space, very interpersonal full. I love that part about it. So just same contact information, hit me up on Instagram, and now you can look me up at Candace at Be Lavish at booksy.com if you need to book an appointment, or even just, you know, see my contact information. So yeah.
Okay, great. Great, and as soon as I get all that information, I will be posting it for you guys on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So really appreciate that. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about before we go, weather is changing. So do you change things like your moisturizer, your shampoo? What do you use, or do you keep using the same thing? I know you've told me in the past that sometimes you have to, I guess, give your hair a break from one product and maybe find something else or switch up to something different, you know, because sometimes your hair gets used to a certain product and won't absorb mm-hmm. the way it should anymore. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So changing the product up is a really, really good idea to do, period. So it's like when you are working out on a daily basis, right? And with your workouts, you realize, like, all of a sudden that the body isn't doing what it's supposed to do. And if you don't see any results, well, that means you need to change the routine up, right? Same thing happens when it comes to working with your hair products. Your hair gets used to what you're using. So even if you change it up, something else, and go back to it, the hair goes, oh, my God. You know, let's say, for example, you're using a Claw shampoo conditioner. And you change it up and you use something different and then you go back to it. And then you're like, oh, my goodness, well, I love a Claw now. But your hair was it. Your hair has to fall back in love with the product again. So I would say definitely change it up. In the wintertime, and that's any climate, not just ours, you do
mm-hmm.
have to worry about the moisture content of your hair because your hair is drier out there. You're in it out of heat. That's going to dry your hair out. You do have to worry about the moisture in your hair. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might want to change it to a moisturizing shampoo conditioner. If you have fine hair, just change your shampoo to moisture.
Okay. All right.
Keep it conditioner the same because I know how sometimes some of that stuff makes the hair happy.
Yeah.
So just change the shampoo the moisturizing one. Keep the conditioner the same. If you have heavy hair, change it. I would definitely change it. Not saying get rid of your stuff, because once the climate changes back to the moist climate, you can always go back to it, and your hair will love it because it hasn't been there a while. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
that's what I would do. I would definitely change it up to accommodate what that can.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Any last minute tips before you go? Before we, because I won't talk to you again until after the Thanksgiving holiday. So, any last minute tips?
For Thanksgiving Day, guys, like if you're cooking, put your hair back. When you're not trying to have no burnt edges.
Okay.
Drop that turkey in the turkey fryer. Okay. So put it in a ponytail. It's okay. You put it in a bun, something while you're cooking, and you let it out. Just relax. Don't, you know, especially if you're the host. Make sure your style is simple and easy for yourself, because I know I would. If you're the host, you're always the last to seem to get ready. So just make that day simple for yourself and enjoy being around your family. We don't care how you look, to be honest with you, on Thanksgiving Day, because everybody's going to go to sleep after you anyway. So,
yeah, unless you're looking really outlandish, you know, no one's going to care, because they just want to know when the food's coming to the table.
Come on now. That's the only day my dad wears elastic pants. Like, he don't care.
Oh, gosh.
He don't care how my mama looks. So I always, when I get up in the morning, me and her do a turkey trot that day. Come on, mm-hmm. We just did a marathon, and then we kind of look good for, no. I ran a marathon. I'm going to eat these calories back in. So don't even stress it.
Yeah. Well, Candace, thanks so much. Appreciate it. And have a blessed Thanksgiving to you. Really, really do appreciate you taking out the time today.
You too.
And thank you all for listening. By the way, I did the Greater Orlando Heart Walk on Saturday morning. And so if you are so inclined, we still are accepting donations. So just, I did post that on the Deeds Power Hour Facebook page. So if you get a chance, go ahead and make your donation. Really would appreciate it. My mother was a sufferer from heart disease, as well as some other family members. And it's really important that we get this research done so that we can, you know, reduce the amount of people that are dying from and suffering from heart disease. So, thank you all for those that did donate, and thank you all for listening, and happy Veterans Day again to our servicemen and women. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Have a blessed day, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.